You will hear a man called Mike Swift talking to a group of teenagers about the vocational courses offered by the college where he works. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hello, my name's Mike Swift, and I'm here today to talk to you about the City College and the different vocational courses we run there. Now, until fairly recently, we had 4 different faculties at the college, but with the addition of the Creative Skills faculty last year, there are now 5 altogether. We're really proud of this new faculty. There are workshops for glass production, ceramics and textiles, as well as a state-of-the-art photography studio and the college's very own radio station, which broadcasts every weekday to the local area. The star attraction, though, is the television studio, the only one of its kind in a further education college in this region. I think it's worth mentioning that most of the first group of students who were on our media courses last year have already found jobs in the business. There's one working as a camera woman, for example, quite a few sound or lighting engineers, and even, in one case, a radio producer, which is pretty good going for a 21-year-old. No presenters as yet, but you never know. Now, the biggest building in the college is the Faculty of Leisure and Health, which offers over 200 courses in anything from sports coaching or alternative therapies to catering or cake decoration. But the fastest growing courses in this faculty are those in the events department, with more and more students hoping to go into careers as exhibition organisers, concert promoters, or wedding coordinators. These are great courses, because if you decided to change careers at any point in the future, most of what you've learnt would still be useful to you. Organisational skills, for example, are important in a whole range of jobs, and so is good team management. Knowing how to deal with a group of people who work under your supervision. And there's something else about this type of course which makes it so attractive, and which is common to courses in some of the other faculties too. During the second term, the college organises work experience in local venues and businesses. You get a chance to find out what it's like to do the job for a few weeks, and you get paid too, so that can't be bad. Now, some of you, I'm sure, will be interested in working in IT. Well, we offer over 80 different information technology courses, some of them in the Faculty of Building and Engineering, like CAD, for example, which stands for Computer-Aided Architectural Design, but the majority are taught in the Business Faculty. Computer games development is a popular choice and can lead to employment as a games developer working in design, programming, art or animation. But competition is high and the entry requirements are quite strict. We're looking for exam passes in at least 5 subjects, including English, and we particularly want to see good grades in maths. Computer science is also a big advantage, of course. Incidentally, if you're not sure what course to take, the college does have a student support service, which will help you choose the right one. You can arrange for an interview with the careers advice team before you apply, or else you can go to our online site and click on the study options heading for lots of helpful information and tips. Now, before I go on, I ought to mention that most of our courses last for just under a year, from September to June, and they're either full-time courses, meaning 5 days a week, or part-time, which are just 1 or 2 days a week. But we do also have a number of evening courses, which usually run for 5 months. And that brings me on to the different qualifications you can achieve on the various courses.